I think I want to do something fun. I think I want to tell you a secret. Maybe we'll have this be our little confession booth. What do you think? Yeah, I think we should do that. So, I'm going to tell you the story of the first time I had sex with a woman. And I've never told anybody else this story before because I don't know. I just haven't. But the first woman I ever had sex with, her name was Marisol, and she was my boyfriend's older sister. I was in college and I went home with him for Thanksgiving, and I had a full-fledged closeted bisexual panic attack when I met his sister and fell almost immediately completely in love with her. Oh my God, she was so cool. She was tall and curvy. She had this pile of black curls and these big, beautiful brown eyes. Gorgeous breasts, full thighs. She smoked clove cigarettes, which I thought was so cool at the time. And she lived in the Bronx, and she worked in this crunchy little coffee shop slash health food cafe. And she wore leather boots that went all the way up over her knees. And I was so smitten. And so, worse actually than being cool and gorgeous, she had the audacity to be nice too. She asked lots of thoughtful questions, and she seemed to listen to the answers rather than just waiting for her turn to talk. And, she spoke Spanish with her family, but she always made sure to translate or tell her brother to translate when she could tell I wasn't following well enough. I was smitten, besotted, absolutely in love. And I told myself she wasn't flirting with me all through Tuesday night after we arrived, and Wednesday, while I helped turn her mom and her aunts with baking pies and drying bread for stuffing. She couldn't have been, I told myself over and over and over again. She was just friendly and nice, and I was reading into it because I was so immediately infatuated. But you would be too, trust me. She was impossible to resist. And then Thursday came, and we all had a lovely Thanksgiving together, and the boyfriend had a wonderful extended family that, if I'm being honest, I stayed with him much longer than I should have just to have access to them just a little bit longer. And the food was great, and the company was delightful, and we all ate too much, and I was hugged and kissed a million times before the house emptied out again sometime, after 9 or so. And everyone went to bed early, but I woke up again around midnight, and I found that I could not go back to sleep because, well, that was thanks to the man whose bed I was sharing and his bone-rattling snores. So I got out of bed, and I went down to the kitchen for a drink when, lo and behold, who should I find already at the counter? But Mari in her very short pajama shorts. When I told her I couldn't sleep, she gave me this wicked little grin and told me to come upstairs to her room where she kept her sedatives. Her sedatives, of course, being some fairly decent weed that we smoked out of her open window. We were giggling and shing each other every time one of us coughed. My head was just starting to feel a little fuzzy when she rolled out the burning edge of her joint and asked me point blank if I'd ever kissed a woman before. And I said I had, of course, because kissing girls while drunk was a talent of mine and something I could get away with while still appearing totally straight, so long as plenty of alcohol was involved. And what about more than kissing? She asked with a lift of her eyebrows that I can still see perfectly in my mind today. I think I only shook my head once before she leaned in and kissed me. Soft at first and then harder, deeper, parting my lips with her tongue. Her mouth was soft, but she kissed like she was hungry. And she kept pulling back, waiting for me to stop, but I had no intention of stopping her. And her hands went under my shirt, squeezing my tits and pinching my nipples when she kissed my neck and bit down on my earlobe just enough to make me squirm. And my heart was pounding so hard, I could have sworn she could hear it when she slipped her hand down my pajama pants between my thighs, but still over top of my panties. She asked me again if I wanted her to stop, and again, I said no. I'm pretty sure I was begging her not to stop at that point. She kissed me again, while she pushed my panties to the side and slid her fingers into my cunt. Smart woman. She figured she was going to have to keep me quiet. I was so turned on. She barely had to touch me and I felt like I was going to come. And she told me she liked how wet I was, how eager. She asked me if I wanted her to keep going, and I said yes. And her tongue was swirling around my earlobe when she asked me if her brother ever ate my pussy. And she wouldn't let me get embarrassed when I told her that he did, just not often and not very well. And then she pulled her fingers from where they'd been circling my clit, and she licked them clean while keeping her eyes on mine the whole time. And I'm fairly certain I gulped, like cartoon style, like while I watched her lick the taste of me from her fingers. And I think I will always remember the way her hair brushed against my cheek when she leaned in to kiss me again. "You've got to breathe, kiddo," she said with one of her quiet, sexy laughs. "I can't have you passing out on me." So I took a very intentional breath at her insistence, and I lifted my hips when her fingers slipped into the waistband of my pants to let her pull them off. And she put a finger to her lips and shushed me once more for good measure while she slid off her window seat and knelt between my legs. Her lips were even softer when she pressed them to the inside of my thighs. She told me how pretty I was. She ran her black fingernails against the backs of my calves. And I loved that I could feel her smile when I squirmed at the touch of her fingers on the backs of my knees. She kissed higher up the inside of my thigh, pushing my legs open wider before she reached up and took my hand. She combed my fingers into her hair and told me she wanted me to tell her what felt good. Oh, dear God, that woman's tongue. For the rest of my life, I pray I will never forget the way she kissed my cunt as sweetly as she kissed my mouth. Soft and open-mouthed, letting her tongue just barely brush against my entrance. She pressed her lips against my clit in another soft kiss, but, you know, she didn't linger. She seemed to prefer this wonderfully slow exploration of my entire pussy with just the tip of her tongue. This girl should teach classes, I swear. She had the pattern down just right. It's a perfect mix of teasing little licks and deliberate swirls around my clit. You know, switching between lightly flicking and then flattening her tongue to taste as much as she could at once. But the best part of Mari eating my pussy was the sound she made. Not just those addicting wet sounds that her tongue made while she was lapping at me like it was the most delicious thing she'd ever tasted, but every so often she'd moan too. Quietly, of course, because we were still trying to ensure we didn't wake anybody up, but enough for me to hear her. And more than that, enough for me to feel her. Every time she'd moan, the vibrations buzzed through my whole body. God, she was astoundingly thorough. Determined to give me as many orgasms as I could stand in the little time we'd stolen for this little escapade of ours. And she'd barely started sucking on my clit the first time I came. And instead of keeping her attention there, she pushed her fingers into me and gave me something to clench on while I rode out that first wave of relief. I had only barely recovered when she grabbed my ankles and pushed my feet up onto the edge of the window seat. She spread me wide open so she could fuck me with her tongue next. And every so often, she'd slow down, give me a chance to catch my breath. Took the opportunity to catch her breath. And she kept waiting for me to tell her to stop, to ask her to do something else or redirect her, but no one had ever given me this kind of attention before, and I wasn't about to ask her to stop. It wasn't just what she was doing that felt so good. It was how she was making me feel while she was doing it. Sexy and desirable, hot and delicious, like I was something she'd been starving for, like she wanted to devour me whole. And besides, I really liked what she was doing. I liked everything that she was doing. She sent me back to bed after she was satisfied with the number of times she'd made me come. Even though I desperately wanted more, she shook her head and told me we both needed to get some sleep, but we should go Black Friday shopping together, she said as I was leaving her room. It could be really fun. And it was fun, because to Marisol, Black Friday shopping meant the two of us driving to one of her hometown's many empty parks and spending the afternoon teaching me all the finer points of eating pussy. It was the best Thanksgiving ever. Every other one is sort of paled in comparison. So, yeah, that's my secret. That's my confession for this week. And if you want to hear more of those, I guess I could be convinced to tell you another story sometime.